Well, hello, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. We welcome you to another edition of the Midwest Hemp Council Weekly Podcast, brought to you by the Bose Public Affairs Group at Bose, McKinney & Evans. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. Thanks again for joining us this week. On today's podcast, we'll hear from Roger Gushis, president of Healthy Oilseed LLC in North Dakota. Roger was also one of the featured speakers at last week's Hemp at the Crossroads Education and Trade Show in Indianapolis, where he talked about food safety and hemp. We wanted to get a little more insight from Roger about his business and his talk at the expo. Roger, thanks for joining us today, and I hope you're doing well.
Thanks so much for the invitation. Doing great. Thank you.
Okay, Roger, give us a little insight. Tell us what Healthy Oil Seeds is all about.
Well, we started in 2002. And it was a business to work with different oil seeds, but we mainly got into flaxseed, and we started exporting right away. And I would say at least probably 75% of our business was export. We did also some domestic sales. And then from then on, we went in, added other oil seeds, including borage. And then we got into hemp seed in 2016 when it was legal to grow it in North Dakota. And then from there, we started doing processing, not just whole seed, but processing, including roasting, milling, cold press expelling, sifting, and then we do a small amount of bottling, too. And we also added one new crop this year, and that's camelina.
Okay, now let's step back a little bit here. Now, you're, from what I understand, a third-generation family farmer?
That's right, yes.
Okay, what made you decide to export, and how difficult was it for you to set that up as a farmer?
Well, we didn't have a lot of help, so it kind of like we just had to learn this on our own, and we made, I mean, many mistakes, but you learn really fast when you make mistakes, especially if they cost you money.
Right.
But I wanted to do this just for the reason that we wanted to sell. I wanted to sell closer to the consumer, and that's why I wanted to. I wanted to sell more as I farmed. Plus, I wanted to sell my farm products closer to the consumer. And then from there, we started. Then we got into exporting right away, though, and we also did domestic sales, and then we did processing after that.
How many countries are you in right now?
We've done business now in 22 countries in 49 states. We're missing one state. We're hoping to get into Alaska soon.
Now, when we get to the hemp seed products, what made you decide to get involved with hemp seed?
Well, we just thought that hemp seed is it's another oil seed, and we thought it had so much potential. And I never did realize it had as much potential as what it does have. There's so many uses for hemp, and it's just it's taken over our business. I mean, at one time, probably in 2016, it was maybe 5% of our business, mm-hmm. and now it's probably 75% of our business.
And with the hemp product alone, how many countries and states are you shipping to?
We've shipped to probably every state except Alaska again.
Oh, okay.
And as far as countries we've been into, we've shipped into South Africa, Malaysia, Canada, and we're working on trying to get some sales into Korea, Brazil, I think Jamaica, and one or two other countries also.
Is the hemp seed product overtaking your flaxseed and borage, or is it just a nice addition to it? Or
it's taken over our business. It's about 75% of our business right now, and flax is keeping us quite busy though yet, and borage is just a very small oil seed that we don't sell a lot of borage products, but we sell some.
And with the addition of the hemp seed, are you adding employees? How is that changing your business?
Yeah, we probably added at least a couple employees because of hemp seed. We're mm-hmm. a small business, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did a presentation at the Hemp at the Crossroads trade show here in Indianapolis a couple of weeks ago. Talk about that. It was a food safety. What kind of points were you bringing out, and what was the purpose of that presentation?
Well, first of all, I want to say that the Indianapolis show is a great show. I've been to many shows this year, and the Indianapolis show is one of the best I've been to. It was an excellent show. And then we talked quite a bit about food safety, and that's such an important part of our business. I mean, it's a little different. Hemp is so much different than, say, for example, if you're milling wheat, you're probably going to be baking that into bread. So there's a kill step there. And hemp, you don't know what you're going to be, the product end product will be, but it could be, say, for example, a smoothie. And that smoothie, you're going to just put that in a glass and with maybe juice or crushed ice and berries or whatever. But so you're not killing anything. You're not killing you're going to take the hemp, the protein powder, put it in a glass. There's no kill step there. So mm-hmm. You have to be so careful as far as handling it. And also lots of micros testing that needs to take place before you even take the product in. The micros testing would include anything from like E. coli, salmonella, total plate count, mold and yeast, things like that.
And is that something that the state requires or something you're doing on your own? Or how does that fit in with the shipments of the product?
Well, most companies we sell to require it. And we actually, I'm not exactly sure if the state requires it or not. I'm assuming they do. I don't know exactly, but we're doing it because it needs to be done. And, you know, it's just the last thing. We want to make people healthier, not hurt them by eating something that's unhealthy for them. Mm-hmm. So it's just mandatory that we have to do this.
Now, certainly it has to be done. Do you feel like that might separate the folks who are serious about the products and the ones who will be in business for a long time versus those that might be just jumping in to see what they can do?
Definitely. I mean, I guess before I got into this and before we got into the processing side of things, I thought, you know, you buy some equipment and you keep, you know, always expecting to keep it pretty clean. But I didn't know that you do all this testing. And like our third-party food safety certification, which is called Primus, it took us, almost 2,000 hours to put this together, mm-hmm. this program. So it's a huge process. It is. It's so much more than just buying equipment, but the food safety side of things, including SOPs or standard operating procedures, and just lot numbers and the checking of the sampling and stuff before you take product in, sampling before you're selling product. It's just, there's a lot to it.
And now the presentation that you gave on food safety, you talked about registering with the state and getting FDA numbers and HACCP
yes.
approval. When you discuss these topics, do you tend to get a glazed look over the eyes of some folks in the audience or questions like, what am I getting into? Or is this something they do expect and they just need the roadmap to get it done?
I think a lot of people don't expect it. I think a lot of people think that not the way I did years ago, and just that you buy some equipment and you're in business. And I don't think a lot of people expected it to be that complex and that much. That there's so much more to it than just processing. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people expect that. One more thing would be that, it's very important to educate the farmers and the farmers that they have to produce a very healthy and good product, keep it clean. And if they raise livestock, keep that product away from livestock, things like that. That's good agriculture practices or GAP training. And we are going through some GAP training this winter. And some of our farmers we work with, we work with some excellent, excellent people.
And again, you discussed the fact that hemp seed has become a very large part of your business now. But do you find that with the guidelines and regulations and the testing, is it adding more work to your workload? Or how did that compare to the flaxseed and things like that?
It's adding a lot more work. But as far as the profit side of things, I mean, it probably isn't any more profitable than any of the other oil seeds right now. Because of it's just the oil sells quite easily and it's a good product but the secondary crop would be protein powder, and that there just isn't a lot of developed markets yet, and that's coming, but it's not here yet.
And where do you see the hemp market headed? We've only had it legalized for a year or two here in Indiana. It's still very primitive. Everybody is figuring out how to make it happen. Where do you see the hemp market going in the next couple of years?
I think in the next couple of years, I think it's just going to go, it's going to go up and get better and better all the time. And what makes it so so popular, or will make it so popular, is that it's a complete protein, almost a complete protein, lacking or short one amino acid, and that's it. As far as a plant-based protein, it's probably the best plant-based protein out there. So I think it's just going to, sales are going to get just better and better all the time, and people are going to get more familiar with it. Just knowing hemp, I mean, a lot of people are a little, or there's quite a few people just kind of afraid of hemp, thinking it's thinking of it's the evil cousin, marijuana, whatever. Mm-hmm. Are they? And so I shouldn't say evil cousin, but as far as it just seems like it's just not as a lot of people just consider hemp and marijuana the same thing. There's some people do yet, and they are afraid of testing as far as THC, that they might have problems with THC and it might affect their job or something.
So certainly it is a matter of educating the consumer, and that could certainly take some time.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Once again, we're speaking with Roger Gouchis, president of Healthy Oil Seeds LLC in North Dakota. And Roger, is there anything else that we need to hit on? And did we hit on everything we needed to with your presentation at the Hemp at the Crossroads trade show?
I think most things are covered. This business would be very difficult to go on with this business. We have some very good people that we work with to help us out, including my wife, Nurgul. Nurgul is very helpful, and she's does a lot of the work with the logistics, sales, and food safety. And it's a small business, so you got to wear a few different hats. And she's done so much of that, and she's been just done a wonderful job, and couldn't go on without her.
And Roger, do you get out to many of the trade shows, or was this a one-shot deal in Indianapolis for you?
No, go to several of them. I'd like to go again next year. There's some really wonderful people that were at the show, and it's one of the better shows I've been to. One of the best shows I've been to. It's very good.
Well, that's great to hear. We certainly do appreciate it. Once again, Roger Gouchis, the president of Healthy Oil Seeds LLC in North Dakota. You can find them on the internet at www.healthyoilseeds.com. Any other way they can contact you, Roger?
My office number is 701-652-3529, or my cell phone number, 701-652-5477.
All right, direct to the source. Once again, Roger Gouchis. Roger, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for our show this week. Thanks for listening to the Midwest Hemp Council Weekly Podcast, brought to you by the Bose Public Affairs Group at Bose, McKinney, and Evans. You can find more information about the Midwest Hemp Council, as well as our entire catalog of our podcast, on the website, MidwestHempCouncil.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with more. So long, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.